Chapter 5. Lexi leaned back against the pillows, stretching her legs out on the bed. Her hand absently patted the spot beside her, where her dog Sprinkles would be lying if she were at home. She missed Sprinkles. The little white poodle mix was a big part of her life, but Lexi couldn't bring her to Vegas, so she had left the dog with Jack. Jack. She cringed, realizing he'd probably heard about the murder by now. She'd have to call him and downplay her role in it.
Out anything interesting?
Nan's question interrupted her thoughts. What? She looked over at the older woman sitting at the round table in their hotel room. Her iPad sat in front of her with the crossword puzzle and pencil next to it. The room was a decent size with two queen beds. Lexi lay on the one nearest the table. She could see into the adjoining room through the open door. She and Cassie had rented two rooms, so the three of them would have lots of space. In the next room, she could hear Cassie making showering noises, which reminded her that she needed to hit the shower herself to wash off the day's accumulation of flour and sugar. "I asked if you had found out anything more downstairs. You were going to talk to the other bakers." Nan's raised her eyebrows at Lexi.
"Oh, right. Actually, I found out something very interesting. I talked to Aria's roommate. She said Aria wasn't in the room at the time Judge Saunders was murdered."
Nan's eyes went wide.
"That is interesting. Would she have a motive to kill Saunders?"
"Her good friend Grace Harvey is one of the replacement judges. If Grace takes Saunders' spot, she might judge Aria's work more favorably and give her a better chance of winning. There's a lot of money at stake."
Nance tapped her lips with her pencil. "Murdering someone is a pretty drastic move to win a contest, even if the prize is $100,000 and a magazine spread. I think the killer must have had a more pressing motive."
Nan's iPad erupted in a sequence of beeps and rings, making Lexi jump.
"What's that?"
"Oh, it's FaceTime." Nan's looked down at the tablet. "Ida's calling."
She slid something on the screen, then peered down into it. Ida's voice blared out of the tiny tablet.
"Good evening, Mona. How are things in Vegas?"
Lexi sat up on the bed, leaning forward so she could see the iPad. The wide screen was filled with a close-up of her grandmother's friend and fellow amateur detective. The angle gave her face a somewhat distorted appearance, magnifying her many wrinkles. Lexi stifled a giggle.
"Who's that?"
"Lexi is here. Say hi."
Nance held the iPad up toward Lexi.
"Hi, Ida."
Lexi waved.
"I hear you have another murder on your hands," Ida said.
Lexi nodded. She could see the sparkle of excitement in Ida's eyes on the screen. Ida, Nance, and two of their friends delighted in solving murders and mysteries. They even had a name for themselves, the Ladies Detective Club. The four of them lived in the Brook Ridge Retirement Center and spent their days gathering clues and solving cases. The funny thing was, they rarely even left the complex because most of their detecting was done on their iPads. They'd been instrumental in helping Lexi solve a couple of murders she had inadvertently gotten involved in, and even helped out the police department on a few cases. Some women took up knitting in their golden years. The Ladies Detective Club liked to find killers and solve mysteries.
"Ruth found something interesting about your suspect. Aria Pierce, was it?"
Ida continued.
"Yes, put her on."
Nance put the tablet back on the table. Lexi heard a shuffling sound coming from the device. She saw the screen blur, then fill with Ruth's face.
"Hi, Mona and Lexi," she said.
Without waiting for a return greeting, she got right down to business.
I did a background check on Aria Pierce. It seems she has some money troubles.
Oh, really? Nans exchanged an eyebrow-raised look with Lexi.
She's maxed out on credit cards to the tune of $40,000 and is behind on house payments.
The older woman leaned in closer, whispering into the iPad.
My sources tell me she has a gambling problem and may have taken out some unconventional loans.
Excellent. Good work, Nan said.
A gambling problem? Well, she's come to the right place, Lexi said sarcastically, thinking that Las Vegas was the last place a person with a gambling problem should be.
Nance laughed. Ain't that the truth? But if she's taken out unconventional loans, she might be getting pressure to pay them back quickly. Having a big win at the tables might save her from an undesirable fate.
Or stacking the deck in the bakery contest to ensure she wins the $100,000 grand prize, Lexi pointed out.
True, Nance said. We have other suspects to look into, though.
Helen is busy checking out the husband and looking into Judge Saunders' background. I'll call you back once we have something,
Ruth said.
Okay, I'll fill you in on what we found here then, too. Bye.
Nance pressed a button, and the screen went blank. She turned to Lexi, a gleam of satisfaction in her eyes.
Well, I'd say we just found a more pressing reason for Aria Pierce to want to tip the scales in favor of her winning the contest. Maybe even one that would justify murder.
Where are you off to tonight? Lexi eyed her friend, who was dressed in black leather pants, black leather ankle boots, and a black t-shirt. Her pink-tipped hair spiked up on top of her head like a bird's plume.
Poker tables, Cassie said, poking an earring into her ear to keep the five already there company. You?
I'm going to play the slots. It will be nice to take a break from baking, but I'm not staying out late. I still have some finishing touches to put on those wedding cakes before the judging tomorrow afternoon.
Yep, I'll be back early too. See you later then?
Lexi nodded, watching Cassie shrug on a leather vest, then head out the door. Assessing herself in the mirror, she decided her faded jeans, pink tank top, and pink striped platforms were perfect for a relaxing evening at the slot machines. Her hair was still a little wet from her shower, so she piled it on top of her head in a messy swirl. She applied a few swipes of makeup, then followed Cassie out the door. The elevator dumped her off in the casino. Scanning the room for a good place to lose her money, she spied a bank of progressive slot machines in the corner. She started off toward them, but was stopped by a vibration in her back pocket. Her cell phone. It was Jack. Her stomach clenched. Depending on what Jack had heard about the murder, the call might not go so well.
Hi, she answered with forced enthusiasm.
Hey, how's it going out there?
He didn't sound mad. So far, so good. Great. I'm in second place, she said proudly.
That's awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Lexi felt her heart soar. He was proud of her.
I got a message from a detective I know out there, Nikki Stone. Would you know what that's about?
Her momentary happiness at his praise turned into dread, causing her soaring heart to sink like a stone.
There was a little murder here.
She let her voice trail off, waiting for his response.
A little murder?
One of the judges.
Let me guess. You are somehow involved in the murder.
Lexi could hear impatience creeping into his voice.
I found the body, she squeaked.
She heard him sigh on the other end.
Are you in trouble? Do I need to call Nikki right away?
Lexi felt her heart clench upon hearing how easily the red-headed detective's name rolled off his tongue. Nikki.
She wondered what kind of relationship they had once had. "No," she answered quickly. Calling Nick Stone was the last thing she wanted him to do. "Everything is all straightened out. I don't think Detective Stone needs to talk to you anymore."
"Oh, okay. Well, what happened?"
"One of the judges was murdered. I just happened to find the body. I guess someone has to be the one to find them." She tried to make it sound like no big deal, then changed the subject. "How is Sprinkles?"
"Sprinkles is fine. We're having a great time, but we both miss you. Maybe I can get some time off work and come out there."
Lexi felt a jolt of panic. She wanted to see Jack, but now wasn't a good time. He had been very clear during the last investigation that he took a dim view of her playing amateur detective. She thought he was being a bit unfair. It's not like she went out looking for trouble. She just happened to get thrown into these situations that forced her to investigate. She was like a murder magnet. Still, the last thing she needed was for him to come out and discover she was smack dab in the middle of tracking down a killer. Or to get involved in it himself with Detective Nicky Stone. "I miss you too. That would be great, but the contest schedule is really packed up until the end. I'm afraid I wouldn't have much time for you." She held her breath, waiting to see if he took the bait.
"Oh, I see. Well, it's probably just as well. I'm working on a big case here."
Lexi felt her heart clench at the sound of disappointment in his voice. "I'll be home in 4 days anyway. We can catch up on everything then. I can't wait to see you." She hoped he heard the sincerity in her voice.
"Okay, sounds good. I'll talk to you later then," he said, then added, "So you're sure I don't have to call Nicky then?"
"Oh, I'm sure." They hung up, and Lexi shoved the phone back into her pocket. Guilt washed over her. She tried to convince herself the little white lie was for the best. The contest schedule was pretty busy, and she was sure the killer would be caught soon, and she would be cleared. Once it was over, she could return to her normally blissful life with Jack and Sprinkles in Brookridge Falls. Unless the police didn't catch the real killer by the time the contest was over. She thought about how Aria's trouble with money gave her a good motive, but she wasn't 100% convinced Aria was the killer. She knew from the last murder case she had been involved in that sometimes things are not what they seem. She needed to rule out some of the other suspects before she could be confident that Aria was the culprit. She continued toward the slot machines, passing the same bar where she had seen Amanda Scott Saunders' husband earlier. She glanced into the bar, wondering if she should pop in for a little drink. He was in there again. Recognizing a perfect opportunity to do some more investigative gathering, Lexi pivoted on her heels, changing her course to head straight for the bar.